First, I wanted to mention, if y'all could pray for Mighty, the one Michael mentioned. We've mentioned her just about every year. She's gotten really, really bad. Kelly can correct me, but I think now both her hips are sticking to her femur, and she still goes evangelizing every Tuesday. We've told her that, you know, that she doesn't need to, at least don't go up the big streets, but no way to stop her. But she does need prayer. She's crippled in her feet, crippled in her hands, and now she can hardly walk, but she's still going.
Amen.
So please pray for her. We've been going to Sunlease and Querétaro quite a bit lately with the business. And last week when Taylor and Cole were at the youth camp with Marco, we went on over to Sunlease. And I've been kind of just helping with I can't think in English, service. And I was there one afternoon, and this lady walked in with her teenage daughter and little girl, and they sat down, and she looked over at me and asked me, are you the owner? I noticed you a couple weeks ago also. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, then, so why haven't I seen you? And so I said, well, we don't live here anymore, and, you know, we're in another city. And I kind of was going to leave it at that and go tend to some clients. And then I just said, well, you know, we're missionaries, and so we do this to support ourselves. Anyway, we got to talking, and right now when we were singing, you cannot fail on the mission he sends you. Sorry. How was I going to do this? It's real easy, though. My heart was just, I wouldn't go in. With the cares of this world and problems, and just kind of want to, you know, I really didn't want to take time, but you know, it made me think when I told her what we're doing there. And so I sat down, and for over 2 hours she listened to the gospel. And she said, I know some Christians. That's what it was. She said, my brother-in-law said he's a Christian. I'm so sorry I didn't do this. She said, my brother-in-law says he's a Christian, but oh my goodness, she said, you know, it's a lot of hypocrisy. And I just said, well, it is to our shame. And so I just started sharing the gospel with her. And I said, but you can have a hope. And I wanted to read in Colossians 1. I asked her, I said, do you know, if you were to die tonight, do you know where you would go? And she kind of, you know, was uncomfortable. And she said, well, I'd like to say I'd go to heaven, but, you know, who's to know? And I said, well, you can know. And I just started sharing the gospel. But I was reading these verses, and it says 1:5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. And then, it made me, when I told her, you know, that she could have a hope, and it really pricked me that I had wanted just to kind of cut it short, but she really listened, and I was able to share with her. And I told her, I said, go home and read your Bible. If you don't believe me, just get your Bible out. You know, I gave her a whole lot of verses, and it reminded me why I'm there. It just kind of, you know, again, like Martha said, the fight. We are in a fight, much, much bigger than the cares of this world.
Amen.
And verse 9 and 10, it says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, not wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and in increasing in the knowledge of God. And it's been a real blessing after the, you know, during that time talking with her, and then just seeing the church, seeing the fruit in the church, seeing these faithful people that have gotten saved. And when you think, you know, and that's, I guess it's a lot of us been going through it. Is it really worth it? You know, the song says, leaving friends and comforts behind. As you get older and your kids come up here, and boy, that's tough. But you know what? It is worth it. It really is. It is worth it. And then in verse 27, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory,
amen.
Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And, I mean, I know the women don't preach, but that is what we're there for. And and just it's such a blessing to see that because some faithful men from here went down to preach, and now to see the Mexican brothers and sisters that are preaching, it's just really worth it. To see the life that he's touched and the life he's changed, his faithful sisters that are they're not only faithful to the meetings, they're faithful to evangelism, the men, and it does bring joy, you know, in the midst of everything else, to see what the Lord has done and to have been a small part of that. It really is. It's great. And then Colossians 2:2, it says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. And then in verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And as I was thinking about, you know, what I was going to say, I was just thinking, but not a whole lot has happened this last year, different than last year. And then I started, you know, the Lord started reminding me of things that have happened in the life, some more life he's changed. And it's talking about being knit together in love and rooted and built up and established in the faith. There's one sister, a young sister, she's 18 now. She's a little baby. She just got saved a while back. And Nana and I were having studies with her, and I had a chance to, Nana asked me to take a couple of studies when she was gone. And it was such a blessing to see. We get there, and she works at her in-law's bakery, and she knows what time we're going to be there, and she runs over with her baby just in time to catch us, and she's got something prepared for us to drink, and then she gets her Bible out, and she gets her notebook out, and she's just hungry, and you can just see it, you know. She just wants to learn more. And she's now coming to the meetings. She hadn't come. She's been safe for a little while. And one of the things we've been trying to share with her is, you know, you need to come to the meeting. You need to come to the meeting. Well, she's starting to come on Sundays, and she's real faithful. And it's been good to see. She comes prepared to share every Sunday, and then the last week when there were some things going on, kind of hard things in our life, she came over and hugged on me and said, are you okay? And this is a new Christian. I was very embarrassed. But you know, she comforted me, and it made me think of these verses, being knit together in love. And she's a new Christian, and yet she's learning.
Amen.
You know, that now she needs to. And so even though it was a little bit embarrassing to me that she was comforting me, it also made me realize that she is learning. She's learning these things. And then she asked me for my phone number because she wanted to follow up and call me. And she called me and asked me how I was doing about 3 days later. And so that's one of the things. And then talking about Thanksgiving, you know, another sister who's gone through a whole lot of things, rough things. She is such a blessing because she's such a joyful mm-hmm. Christian. And it's made us realize, you know, we lack some of that. We've lost a little bit of that. Like you said, not just, you know, our desire to really stand firm, but some of that joy. And so when I realized that, hey, there is a lot going on. These people are now comforting us, and they're now encouraging us. And then the last verse is 1 Thessalonians 2:13. It says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And I'm just so thankful that when those missionaries, a lot of them now are up here, but went down from Oak Knoll, and they went down with the word of God, and these people knew that it was the word of God. They were known as the Bible says. They never used the words, you know, I think, I believe. They said the Bible says. And people have believed the word of God. And now they are being rooted and built up in Him. They're being established. And now they're encouraging us. They're comforting us. And even that's been the greatest blessing to me this last couple of weeks, to see how because they believe the word of God, not the word of men. And now when they preach, they say, don't you believe us? You search the scriptures and the Bible says. And to see that they are now not only preaching the word, but they're being rooted and built up in Him, and they're being established and all that. It's just, it's happening. And it is worth it. It is worth it.
Amen.
To see what the Lord's doing. And it's not just in Pachuca. It's in other churches. And to see the young people, Bessie and Taylor and Cole, came back and said this was the best youth camp ever. And said there were more tears shed in that camp. It was, and so, you know, we've been praying for the young people because they're in a dangerous time. And I think the Lord is hearing our prayers.
Thank you.
So we continue to ask for your prayers as we do battle there, that we would stand firm.
Amen.
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 Amen.